Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary and grandmother to three autistic children. Today, I want to talk about something that often goes unnoticed, but has a huge impact on our energy levels as parents. Transitions. Not just the big ones, like moving house or starting school, but the dozens of small everyday shifts that shape our days. When we think about transitions, we often think of how they affect our children. But today, I want to shine a light on how they affect you. Transitions are the moments we move from one thing to another. And as a parent, especially when raising a neurodivergent child, those shifts happen constantly. One moment, you're helping your child get ready. The next, you're answering emails, then rushing to the supermarket, then switching back into calm parent mode. Even seemingly small changes can feel bigger than they look because they involve planning, preparation, and often anticipating challenges. It's like you're carrying the invisible weight of constant role shifting. And over time, that can be really draining. I think it's important to name this because when we understand how much energy these daily transitions take, we can start to care for ourselves more intentionally. First, recognizing the impact of transitions helps prevent burnout. When we see the toll they take, we can be more mindful about building in recovery rather than pushing through until we're completely exhausted. It also strengthens resilience. When you feel validated in how much energy you're giving, it creates space for compassion instead of frustration. Pacing yourself through transitions allows you to show up with more presence. Rather than running on empty, you're calmer, steadier, and more grounded for both yourself and your family. So how do we actually support ourselves in the middle of all these transitions? Here's a simple idea you can start with right away. Build in a transition buffer. Create small markers that signal a change. For example, making yourself a cup of tea after school drop-off, or listening to a favourite song before starting the next task. These little rituals help your nervous system shift gears more smoothly. Transitions will always be part of life. They're the threads that stitch our days together. But when we pay attention to how they affect us, and we add in small pauses, rituals, and kindness, we create space for our own well-being in the middle of all the moving pieces. So today, notice one transition you do often and think about what you could do to make it easier. For help with activities that you could try, I've created a free printable self-care to-do list with 20 simple ideas suitable for busy parents. You can download it from our website, diversewellbeing.ie, and I'll include the link here under the podcast. Next week's episode is a guided meditation. Until then, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.